Now the Pharisees came out and began an argument with him. Wanting a sign from heaven, Jesus gave a deep sigh and then said, "What makes this generation want a sign? I can tell you this, they will certainly not be given one." Then he left them and got aboard the boat again and crossed the lake. The disciples had forgotten to take any food and had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus spoke seriously to them. "Keep your eyes open. Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." And this sent them into an earnest consultation amongst themselves because they had bought no bread. Jesus knew it and said to them, "Why all this discussion about bringing no bread? Don't you understand or grasp what I say even yet? Are you like the people who, having eyes, do not see and having ears, do not hear? Have you forgotten when I broke 5 loaves for 5,000 people, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And then there were 7 loaves for 4,000 people. How many baskets of pieces of bread did you pick up?" 7, they said. "And does that still mean nothing to you?" he said. So they arrived at Bethsaida, where a blind man was brought to him, with the earnest request that he should touch him. Jesus took the blind man's hand and led him outside the village. Then he moistened his eyes with saliva and, putting his hands on him, asked, "Can you see at all?" The man looked up and said, "I can see people. They look like trees, only they are walking about." Then Jesus put his hands on his eyes once more and his sight came into focus. And he recovered and saw everything sharp and clear. And Jesus sent him off to his own house with the words, "Don't even go into the village." Jesus then went away with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them, "Who are men saying that I am?" "John the Baptist," they answered. "But others say that you're Elijah, or some say one of the prophets." Then he asked them, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?"
"You are the Christ," answered Peter.
Then Jesus impressed it upon them that they must not mention this to anyone. And he began to teach them that it was inevitable that the Son of Man should go through much suffering and be utterly repudiated by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He told them all this quite bluntly. This made Peter draw him on one side and take him to task about what he had said. But Jesus turned and faced his disciples and rebuked Peter. "Out of my way, Satan," he said. "Peter, you are not looking at things from God's point of view, but from man's." Then he called his disciples and the people around him and said to them, "If anyone wants to follow in my footsteps, he must give up all right to himself, take up his cross and follow me. The man who tries to save his life will lose it. It is the man who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's who will save it. What good can it do to a man to gain the whole world at the price of his own soul? What can a man offer to buy back his soul once he has lost it? If anyone is ashamed of me in my words, in this unfaithful and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the Father's glory with the holy angels around him." Then he added, "Believe me, there are some of you standing here who will know nothing of death until you have seen the kingdom of God coming in its power." 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and James and John with him and led them high up on a hillside where they were entirely alone. His whole appearance changed before their eyes, while his clothes became white, dazzling white, whiter than any earthly bleaching could make them. Elijah and Moses appeared to the disciples and stood there in conversation with Jesus. Peter burst out to Jesus, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here. Shall we put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah?" He really did not know what to say, for they were very frightened. Then came a cloud which overshadowed them, and a voice spoke out of the cloud. "This is my dearly loved son. Listen to him." Then, quite suddenly, they all looked around them and saw nobody at all with them but Jesus. And as they came down the hillside, he warned them not to tell anybody what they had seen, till the Son of Man should have risen again from the dead. They treasured this remark and tried to puzzle out among themselves what rising from the dead could mean. Then they asked him this question: "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come before Christ?" "It's quite true," he told them, "that Elijah does come first and begins the restitution of all things. But what does the scripture say about the Son of Man?" "This, that he must go through much suffering and be treated with contempt. I tell you that not only has Elijah come already, but they have done to him exactly what they wanted, just as the scripture says of him." Then, as they rejoined the other disciples, they saw that they were surrounded by a large crowd, and that some of the scribes were arguing with them. As soon as the people saw Jesus, they ran forward excitedly to welcome him. "What's the trouble?" Jesus asked them. A man from the crowd answered, "Master, I brought my son to you because he has a dumb spirit. Wherever he is, it gets a hold of him, throws him down on the ground, and there he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth. It's simply wearing him out. I did speak to your disciples to get them to drive it out, but they hadn't the power to do it." Jesus answered them, "Oh, what a faithless people you are! How long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." So they brought the boy to him, and as soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it convulsed the boy, who fell to the ground and writhed there, foaming at the mouth. "How long has he been like this?" Jesus asked the father. "Ever since he was a child," he replied. "Again and again it has thrown him into the fire or into water to finish him off. But if you can do anything, please take pity on us and help us." "If you can do anything," retorted Jesus, "everything is possible to the man who believes." "I do believe," the boy's father burst out. "Help me to believe more." When Jesus noticed that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he spoke sharply to the evil spirit with the words, "I command you, deaf and dumb spirit, come out of this boy and never go into him again." The spirit gave a loud scream and, after a dreadful convulsion, left him. The boy lay there like a corpse, so that most of the bystanders said, "He is dead." But Jesus grasped his hands and lifted him up, and then he stood on his own feet. When he had gone home, Jesus' disciples asked him privately, "Why were we unable to drive it out?" "Nothing can drive out this kind of thing except prayer," replied Jesus. Then they left that district and went straight through Galilee. Jesus kept this journey secret, for he was teaching his disciples that the Son of Man would be betrayed into the power of men, that they would kill him, and that 3 days after his death he would rise again. But they were completely mystified by this saying, and were afraid to question him about it.